live, baby. Welcome back to Score Hub. This is your host, Jesus Flores. If you guys don't already follow the page on Instagram, go ahead and go do that at Score Hub _. excuse me. So yeah, man, this is a very crazy month and week for Champions League. I mean, it's like no other. Let's just get right into it, though, guys. What I wanted to discuss was the teams. Right now, we're going to talk about the teams that are out, the teams that are in the quarterfinals, and, you know, Ronaldo and the situation with everything else. Yeah, but we do got a lot to talk about and a lot to cover. I am going to be alone on this podcast for right now, only because my co-host Jerry isn't here and he's at work somewhere else. But I'm going to be, you know, like giving you guys the whole run through about everything and everything that I've been observing this week, just because it's been a very hectic week and it's also very awesome. But yeah, let's get right into it, right? So we got the teams out of the round of 16, right? Very crazy because there's a lot of key teams and a lot of big freaking, names out there that should have been in, or people who believe that are more likely to be in the semifinals or who you would want to see in the finals. And, you know, and a lot of big teams and a lot of key players are just couldn't pull through, and it's very heartbreaking for a lot of people, but it's also a very interesting Champions League this year, rather than your ordinary, you know, Real Madrid versus, I don't even know, like Bayern Munich, or Real Madrid versus this team, and, you know, it's always Real Madrid. And, you know, for a lot of you guys who don't already know, Real Madrid is I believe they've won the Champions League 13 times. They are the team of the decade. As much as it's crazy to say, they are really the team of the decade. They've won how many Champions League have they won within these past 10 years? They've won, I believe, is it three? No, they've won three under Zidane and one. So I believe they've won like four to five. I believe it's four. They won four Champions Leagues. Correct me if I'm wrong, please. But I believe it's four Champions Leagues, three under Zidane and one under, and one under some I think it was Ancelotti or something. But I mean, to have won that many Champions Leagues back to back, right? They're the first team to do it back to back in a while. And they were the first team also to win like the first couple Champions Leagues like five times in a row. I mean, that was when Di Stefano was playing, though. But yeah, crazy. But before we get into that, I want to talk about, I guess we can get into it right now, right? So let's see, what is going on with Real Madrid, particularly, and I would say it's, they just sacked Solari, which I believe was like the head training coach or like the backup coach or whatnot. The team just wasn't living up to his expectations, or they just weren't, he wasn't fitting in. I don't know if it's just the coach, you know. I would say it's a lot of have to do with the team. The players just weren't feeling it. They were not playing how they should be. But there were a lot of changes that Solari made to Real Madrid that I don't agree with, you know. And there also are some new players out there that he brought onto the team that kind of like inspired, I guess, like the Real Madrid community and everyone to keep an eye on and keep their minds open about like what he's done also, you know. Like, for example, they are out of Champions League. Now, for them to be out of Champions League is like absolutely a shocker. I can't believe it. I mean, the defending champions are out. They've lost to Ajax 4-1. Now, Ajax is a team full of youngsters. I mean, almost every kid and every player in Ajax is probably like 23 years old and under. There is a couple, one or two players, you know, who are obviously like maybe 30 and stuff. But like, I mean, most of the team is all youth academy. It's crazy that these kids did like the impossible, right? And this is also the effect of what I believe is for not having Ronaldo at Real Madrid anymore. You know, he did transfer to Juventus, and it's very heartbreaking for a lot of Madrid fans. And, you know, Madrid try to stay positive and they try to fight through. But in the league right now, I don't even know where they stand. I believe they're in like sixth place or like fourth place. I don't want to give out any bad information or any like, you know, I don't want to say anything that I don't really know the actual stats right now, because I don't remember the last time I checked. I think it was like a week ago. But Real Madrid right now is in a very bad like situation. They were not doing good in the league. They are, I think, 9 points behind Barcelona, and Atletico, I think, is in second or something like that. Valencia, though, has been undefeated for like two, they've been undefeated a couple games already, like, or 2 months, I believe. Yeah, I read that they've been undefeated for 2 months in La Liga. I mean, that team is on their way to doing great things, right? But on another note, you know, Real Madrid have Solari. They haven't been playing well. Now, Solari did have some movements I didn't agree with, right? Now, I don't know if Marcelo is hurt or Solari just doesn't like him, but he wasn't playing enough, right? I forgot this kid's name. If anybody knows, you can comment down below or just let me know on social media or whatever. The left back, another little youngster, I think his name is Orejón or something like that, right? So this left back youngster for Real Madrid, he's played good. Don't get me wrong. He's a good kid. But when you have a star player like Marcelo with the attitude, the character, just the skills, I mean, you know, it's kind of hard to like not see that guy play. And it's a very upsetting to see a player like that just sit on the bench and be frustrated with his team and not be able to help him out. On another note, too, he hasn't been playing Bell as much, too, and hasn't started. And it sucks because a lot of people want to see Bell start and they want to see Bell, you know, compete at a high level and score goals and get back to his form. I don't really know if Bell will ever get back to that, you know, like that form he once was. But, I mean, he's still a player that we all love and adore. He's still in fun to watch. You know, Asensio has been on the bench recently. But there is a player that I want to talk about, and it's Vinicius Jr. I mean, if you guys don't know who Vinicius Jr. is, I mean, it's crazy. You guys really need to go look at him, go watch some highlights, you guys need to keep an eye on this kid because this kid is 18 years old, right? And I don't know where exactly he came from. I think he might have came from the Brazilian league. I'm not very too sure on that. But this kid, man, Solari believes in him. He gave him the opportunity. He gave him chances to play against Barcelona, against other teams. And this kid has been tearing up the league. Even though Real Madrid, yes, Real Madrid are doing bad. But this kid, every single chance that he gets, I believe you not. Like, I shit you not. Like, this kid is onto something, man. He is good. If he keeps on playing the way he's playing, he will be just as good as Mbappe, just as good as anyone else. I mean, he's tearing up key players like Piqué, Jordi Alba, Semedo. Like, he's doing things that I haven't seen a kid do since the times of, besides Mbappe, like Ronaldo and Messi, you know? Like, it's very crazy. Like, I shout out to that kid, you know, Vinicius Jr. But they have sacked Solari, I think, 2 days ago. I did see that they got Zidane back, so yay to that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, I congratulate Real Madrid for getting Zidane back. It's a shocker, but Zidane did say, I believe in one of his posts or whenever the media like interviewed him, he said that the reason why he came back was to help the team out and because he loves the team a lot. And I don't blame him, you know. When you see your favorite team or the team that wasn't letting him buy players and all that stuff, like, do bad. I mean, at the end of the day, he's still going to go back, and I would do anything for my club too. But what does this mean, you know? Is Florentino Perez going to let Zidane buy anybody he wants? Or, you know what I'm saying? Because without Ronaldo, they are going to need a key player. And I don't think... And another thing too for me is Courtois. Ever since he left Chelsea, I mean, the dude has not played the same. And correct me if I'm wrong too, but I just believe Keylor Navas should be playing. I really do. I really think he should be starting. I mean, the guy's in form right now, and I just don't think Courtois has what it takes at the moment. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying he's a bad keeper. I'm not trying to bash him or anything. He's an excellent keeper, an outstanding one, but he's just not in form right now, and he needs a little bit of time to really focus on that, you know? So that's a big shocker. Another big shocker is PSG, you know, Paris Saint-Germain. They had a 2-0 lead over Manchester United in their home? So I believe they had a 2-0 lead over Man U, and And they had a 2-0 lead over Man U in Old Trafford, which was already a bad start, right? Everybody, I'm pretty sure, was assuming that Manchester United was going to be out within these knockout stages, and it just didn't look good. But let me shit you not, like, the team under Ole has been, I mean, it's been a Manchester United I have been waiting for and I haven't seen in a while, since Alex Ferguson's days. How can it not be, you know? I mean, the team under Ole, like he's been bringing out the key players that Jose Mourinho wasn't playing. Like, for instance, we have Ander Herrera, who's been sitting on the bench the past couple months and not knowing what he's doing. And now he's such a crucial player for them. Like, he's such a key player for passes, for counterattacks, and for, like, just holding the midfield together. And then you got alongside Pogba, who's, I mean, picked up his form like no other. Like, he's been scoring, he's been assisting. I mean, that dude can play soccer, but, like, under Jose Mourinho, it's like almost like they discourage themselves, you know? And under Ole, he's giving them that, like, shining, like, light, almost like that pathway of, like, here's the tactics, here's what I'm showing you. He really brings out a lot of the youth players too, and, like, I enjoy seeing that, because it's a lot of the things that Alex Ferguson would bring to the table, you know? And to see that happen again, to see Manchester United, a team like that big, come back is very refreshing. So I'm shouting out and I'm rooting for them. I would love to see them make it to, like, at least the semifinals. If not, you know, I still applaud them, because they've been in a very bad position in the Premier League, you know, battling for fourth place with Arsenal. But shout out to Ole, man. Like, what a great coach. I hope they give that guy that full-time position, like I said. And as for the second leg, I believe Lukaku stole the ball, scored, right? Quick mistake in, like, within the first couple of minutes. And then there was another, like, rebound shot that, like, I guess they shot. I forgot who shot it. And it bounced off of Buffon's chest. So it was a mistake from Buffon. And off the rebound, of course, Lukaku was already there in the box and taps it in. So it's 2-2, right? And in PSG's home. And so they're tied there. But then PSG's scored. Who was it that scored? I don't remember if it... Oh, yeah, Juan Beñat. So if Juan Beñat scores, and at that point, it's like, it's almost like it's over, right? Everybody's like, it's done. Man U's done. And I believe by the second half, somebody... I don't remember who it was who scored, but was it the last goal? Correct me if I'm wrong, guys. I think it might have been 4-3 that they ended up, but if it was 3-3 and Marcus Rashford's penalty goal was the thing that made it for them, I think that's what it was. But so yeah, so I remember closing minutes, it's close to the 90th minutes already, over the extra time, 5 minutes extra time or whatnot, and they concede a penalty. So they give it to the kid, Marcus Rashford. And I love the kid a lot, but to give the penalty, a crucial penalty, a crucial, like, state to determine whether your team makes it or not, to a kid of 18 years old, I feel like that's a lot of pressure, you know? And me, that's just my mentality. Me as a, if I was to be the coach, right? If I was Ole, or if I was if I was Ole, I would put in my best striker, my best player, my key player to take that penalty, which would most likely for me would have been either Pogba or Lukaku, or, you know, maybe Matic or someone else. But to put that type of pressure on the kid, I mean, that's insane. But I mean, luckily for Marcus Rashford, it turned out well. I'm very happy to see Manchester United pull off, like, one of the greatest comebacks, you know, in Champions League history. But, like, what a game that was for them. So I am glad to see Man U go through. But as for PSG, I am also very disappointed that Neymar, you know, couldn't have been there to help out his team. Would have Neymar made a difference? I don't really know, and I don't really want to get too much into that category of, you know, Neymar and his status with the club or any of that. I want to save that for another episode. But, you know, would have Neymar made a difference? Maybe. I mean, you know, you don't, you never know. You know, I mean, he's an outstanding Brazilian player and he's got everything it takes, but does he have that role and that leadership? You know, does he have that leadership and what it takes to take his team to the next round or to even win a Champions League? I mean, does he have what Ronaldo and Messi takes? I mean, the dude left Barcelona to become pretty much his own captain, his own role model, his own, like, to lead his own team and all of that stuff, right? And to win a Champions League. But was it the right decision? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Because within the past 3 years that he's been there, sadly, you know, PSG has just not been able to make it to even one final or, you know, one semifinal. It's very sad to see, but at the same time, you know, it's very refreshing to see all these underrated teams, I should say, even though they're big names, but like underrated teams to a lot of people in the Champions League that are going through. And as for Mbappe, I feel for the kid, you know, the young 18-year-old Ballon d'Or winner for the youth and also World Cup winner, I should say. You know, I mean, to win the World Cup at that age, I don't even know, I can't even imagine how that feels. But to be also the top scorer of the League One, it's like, man, like, it sucks. You know, he even said it himself in one of his Instagram posts, like, he hasn't been able to sleep or even eat. I mean, it's like, dude, like, I can't imagine what that feels like. But that sucks for PSG, you know what I'm saying? It's very heartbreaking for Real Madrid and PSG and Dortmund. Also, Roma is also out, along with Atletico, who just, we'll talk about that a little bit later. But yeah, Roma is out too. They lost, I believe, 2-1 to Porto. It sucks to see a legend like De Rossi not be able to make it through and, you know, like, be able to give you that screaming face of joy. But I guess Roma hasn't had what it takes either. You know what sucks is that Roma deserves better. You know, they deserve to have more players. You know, ever since Salah left, it's been hard for them. But, like, I really do want to see a team like Roma or, like, Dortmund or something like that succeed. But, yeah, I do know that I did hear, you know, that they got Claudio Ranieri from the old Leicester City coach and ex-Fulham coach. They recently sacked him, but now he's with Roma, and I think he's a perfect fit, honestly, if you ask me. I wish him the best. Claudio, I wish you the best, and I hope that you guys can continue to be great, you know? So, without further ado, let's also get into the teams who are actually in the quarterfinals, or actually, yeah, in the quarterfinals, because these are already the stages of where it gets very serious, the stages that separates the men from the boys, and the stages where it gets very crucial for a club and to see, like, who really wants it the most, you know, because this is where all the crucial players and all the teams got to come together, and I mean, they got to give it everything they have, right? So Schalke 04 is also out of the Champions League. I mean, wow, what a game that Man City, a two-legged game that Man City, I mean, they tore Schalke apart. And it's sad to see when you see, I feel like the team also just kind of gave up. You know, it's sad to see a team like that just give up and just, you know, get scored on so many times like that. But shout out to Man City, man. I hope, and Pep Guardiola and you know, Sané scoring back at home where he came from. But shout out to Man City and Man United for making it through, you know, along with Spurs, like I said, who defeated Dortmund. Shout out to those teams, because they're that's already three teams in the from the Premier League in the quarterfinals. And I mean, yeah, man, those teams really gave it their everything. I'm really curious to see how this Champions League is going to turn out. I mean, we got Ajax in, right? Like I said, they defeated Real Madrid. And we got Porto, we got Manchester City, we got Man United, we got Spurs. Overall majority, Premier League, but that's okay, because we also have a new team that just made it in today, and that is none other than Juventus, right? The team of the sea. But wow, what can I say, man? It sucks to see teams like Real Madrid and PSG and you know, and Roma and like everyone else get out. But it is what it is. Then that's soccer, you know, that's football. But let's get into today's game. I mean, I am an absolute. I'm shocked. I'm very shocked. I cannot believe the game that I just witnessed between Juventus and Atletico Madrid, let alone know that Atletico had a 2-0 lead over Juventus in their own home, right? And this game today was at Juventus Stadium, but what, excuse my language, but what, no, you know what a performance from Ronaldo. What a dang per! I mean, this guy, man, is absolutely astonishing. I mean, think about it, man. They had a 2-0. Atletico had a 2-0 lead, and Ronaldo said it before the game. You know, it's possible. He told the fans. He told everyone. He told the media. It's possible. I'm gonna do whatever it takes. We're gonna do our part on the pitch, but we need the fans. We need the supporters to be there, make the stadium look beautiful, support us, sing to us, feel the energy, and we are going to do the impossible. What do you think happened today? Of course, the impossible happened. Goliath came through. Man, I mean, Ronaldo scores a freaking hat trick. Right, the first goal, boom, center by I forget who, boom. I don't know how he gets his head over. I don't remember if it was Bonucci or Chiellini, but header goes in. 1-0, right? All Atletico had to do in general in this whole entire game, this whole situation, was score a goal. That'd be 3-0. Even if Juve was to score two, you have that away goal advantage. And that's something teams need to start taking more awareness about. Is that when you have that away goal advantage, you have to take absolute, like, pride. You have to take advantage of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to. You have to do whatever it takes to hold on, to surpass, like, that goal. You have to really want it, man. But you have to do whatever it takes to hold on to that. And because even to get that away goal, I mean, I don't think teams realize this. I mean, some of they say they do, but I don't think they realize it when they're playing. And it's very hard. I understand, you know, full 90 minutes. But so Ronaldo scores a goal. It is 1-0. Right, they even disallowed one of the goals that they supposedly scored, so it's a big fuss, right? It was war in the beginning, I should say. So yeah, so they scored a goal, and sadly, I didn't get to see the second goal in the second half. But apparently, Ronaldo scores again, and I mean, wow, man! I mean, he scores again, and from when I'm watching this game, like, because I didn't get to, my internet was messing up. I didn't really get to see it as much. I would see, like, in and out of the game and watch clips of it and all of this. But from what I saw, I didn't see Atletico want it bad enough, right? I just didn't see it in them. Like, Godin, Jimenez, they weren't playing how they were playing in the other game. Griezmann, to me, was nowhere to be found. Like, I don't know. Morata played whatever he could, but I just didn't see it in them, man. And it's hard to play in away games. I get that. But, like, all you guys had to do was score one. Score one. And you would have been in. But Ronaldo did the impossible, man. They concede a penalty, right? They fouled Bernadeschi. Who was it? Was it Jimenez? No, Correa, right? Oh, so this is where I get kind of mad, right? So Simeone decides to take out Thomas Lemar. And which I don't know why. I mean, the guy is such a good player, but he takes out Thomas Lemar and does a risky change and puts in Correa. I don't agree with this because, I mean, it kind of backfired on him, right? I mean, a couple minutes into the game, Correa fouls Bernardeschi from the back, right? And not just like fouls. I mean, he shoves the dude. Like, he pushes him and it, boom, penalty. It's a clear penalty, man. I mean, what were you thinking, Correa? Like, you can't, like, I don't know, man. Like, it was just such a bad move. So they get the penalty. And of course, the hero tonight, the king of the Champions League, Cristiano Ronaldo. CR7 scores the penalty, hat trick at home in Juventus, gets that 3-2 lead against Atletico Madrid, and pulls through and gets that dub and is carrying his team 100%. Not saying that Juventus, other players like Matuidi, you know, Kahn, that, like, not saying that all of these players didn't have, you know, not saying that they didn't play good or they don't have a team. No, Juventus has an outstanding team. If anything, they're very scary right now. They are also, to me, it's like seeing Real Madrid almost play, but it's not Real Madrid, it's Juventus. And to see Ronaldo play so good with them and be able to carry that team, and I mean, wow, man, I am very afraid of them. But yeah, man, I mean, my hat goes off to Ronaldo. I mean, what a crazy game. You know, what can I say? I am absolutely speechless, but my hat goes out to him. Shout out to all the Juventus fans out there, because I know how happy you guys are today. But yeah, man, I mean, like I said, what a crazy week of Champions League, and we still got two more games to come tomorrow, and they're a couple, you know, big teams still left in here. So yeah, we got already Spurs, Man United, Man City, Juve, Porto, and Ajax in. And tomorrow we got Barcelona versus Olympic Lyon, who ended up in 0-0, as well as Bayern Munich versus Liverpool, who also ended up 0-0. So, very disappointed first leg matches for both the teams. You know, I know both teams, like Barcelona or Bayern Munich or Liverpool, would have, or Lyon would have wanted a different result. But I just, you know, when I was watching those games, there just wasn't much to it. I hope that, you know, these teams, you know, can have a crazy game tomorrow. I'm very stoked to see how it goes and to see who's going to be moving on to the next round and to see who's going to be out, you know, because to be honest, man, anything can happen. And clearly we've been seeing that with this year's Champions League. But, you know, I want to talk about Barcelona, you know, and Lyon real quick and say, you know, Barcelona have been having an outstanding year so far with the league in La Liga. The same thing with Copa del Rey, right? They're in the Copa del Rey final versus Real Betis. They are in the Copa del Rey final versus Valencia, who defeated Real Betis. And I was in Spain while all of this was happening just 2 weeks ago. And yeah, so they're in the Copa del Rey final. They're also in first place with 9 points ahead of Real Madrid. And I think like maybe 4 to 5 points ahead of Atletico or whoever's in second place. And they've been doing very good, you know. Valverde's been doing such a good job with the team. Dembele's form has been picking up. I mean, it's picked up, right? You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. Like, the team is doing so good right now. I really want to see where Coutinho goes with Barcelona. I love that kid. I want him to do good. I want to see him get back to his Liverpool form, you know. So I really hope that Coutinho can do it, and I believe in him. But I'm very curious to see how this game versus Lyon goes, you know, whether Messi, King Leo is going to pull through or not, or what's going to happen. He did promise at the end of the beginning of the year that he was going to do his absolute best and try his hardest to bring the Champions League back to the Camp Nou. But will it happen? I don't know. You know, after the disappointing first leg start, we'll see. You know, they're going to be playing in Camp Nou in Barcelona's home. So we'll see if, you know, they are also, I think, undefeated or something like that at home right now. But we're going to see, man. We're going to see how the game goes and see if Messi can pull through. As far as Bayern Munich and Liverpool, for Bayern Munich and Liverpool. That's going to be an absolutely crazy game. I mean, there's two big teams. You know, we have Bayern Munich, who weren't doing good at the beginning of the season, but now they're in first place, and Robert Lewandowski has been in form. And, you know, I know Bayern's going to do whatever it takes to bring that Champions League back home. They're on a curse, I believe, since 2013. They've been on a curse of not being able to make it to the final, and I really want to see them pull through. But then at the same time, it's like, Liverpool, Mohamed Salah, I mean, Mane, Firmino, right? Like, you got these crazy attackers and the crazy team, like you, Milner, like you have all these great players. And it's like, Alisson, let's not forget about Alisson, who's had, I believe it's what, like 20 something clean sheets in the Premier League, the most clean sheets for a goalkeeper this year in the Premier League, and it's Alisson, man. Like, And he proved it in Champions League too, right? I believe he played in Champions League. So he already has a clean sheet there. So let's see. I'm really curious to see how this game goes tomorrow. We got two very important games. Very big games. So whether Liverpool or Bayern Munich goes through, I don't know. I'll be happy with either of them going through. But like I said, I mean, that's also going to be very crazy to see if Barcelona doesn't make it through, or, you know, Bayern Munich or Liverpool don't make it through, you know. So I'm very curious to see how all of that goes. Like I said, guys, I'm going to pick up this pod. I'm going to end this episode here, but we're going to be back tomorrow after the game. You know, we'll get more into it about the players tomorrow's and my predictions. Hopefully I'll have my co-host Jerry on here with me, because I really need someone else to be here and, you know, give me all that feedback. But if you guys don't already follow me on social media, go ahead and follow me on ScoreHub_ on Instagram if you haven't already, and go follow me on Snapchat at It's Jesus Bruh. We're going to be having a ScoreHub Snapchat pretty soon. But if you guys don't already follow my Instagram, go ahead and do that, man. Go ahead and turn on that post notifications, so you guys know whenever I have a daily post or whenever I post something, you guys can see that. And the latest, you know, transfers, the latest news on managers and the teams and the latest goals. Sometimes I post videos of the goals, you know, whenever I can find one and stuff like that. But it'll mean a lot. You know, the page has been doing good, you know. It's been blowing up. I've been getting a lot of good feedback on Instagram from you guys. So I appreciate that a lot. I love you guys a lot. I want you guys to go ahead and follow me on here. You know, if you guys don't already follow me on here, go ahead and follow me. You know, share my podcast out. Share my you know, this channel or whatever you want to call it, this page. So I want you guys to help me out, support a brother. You know, give me feedback. I would really appreciate you guys' feedback, so I know, you know, what to work on, what to talk about. If, you know, I want to hear the feedback. I want you guys to really get into it and really support this page, you know. And if you guys can go ahead and follow me and support the podcast, that'd be amazing. You know, it means a lot to me. I love you guys. This is what I really want to do. But you guys already know, this is Score Hub, bringing you the latest transfers, the latest goals, the latest news. I'm your host, Jesus Flores, and this is the podcast of Score Hub. And like I said, fam, we'll see you all guys on the next episode. Peace.